Everyone, me here. So, I kind of want to try this new thing, and it's kind of like a ramble fap. So, today I'm going to be reading this book called Nectar of War. And since this is the first time, I'm just going to read like a smutty scene from it. And I'm also going to have my vibe on at the same time. One of the biggest things about me is I love reading. I read all sorts of things from thrillers to romances to fantasy. I would also love to do some safe for work stuff as well, just like reading chapters from books. Like one of my favorite books is The Brothers Karamazov from Dostoevsky, or I'd even read like recommendations. So this is like a high fantasy romance book. It has like wolves in it, and it has, I don't know, like magic and fairies and all that. So we'll get started. I already have the book marked where I want to read. I've already read this before. It's her very first book. So I'm going to turn my vibe on now. Let me put my book down. Turn the vibe on. Right on my clit. And turn it up to like a medium speed to keep it on throughout the whole reading. Man, it feels really good. I'm kind of like sitting right on it, and it's like sucking right on my clit. So, let's get started. The double doors to her bathing room are open. I can smell her. The scent of wild citrus and salt of the sea reels me in. Oh, okay. So also, I will have like live reactions and kind of interject my own thoughts as I read. Yvella moves her. Her green eyes fade into deep orange, staring directly through me. She sits in the smooth stone tub, roses and lavender floating in the warm water around her. The windows that scale from floor to ceiling lay open. The summer breeze sings through the trees, and in the night, the woods are vast and seen right from this room. She watches as I circle the large tub while loosening my cloak. The dark blue fabric falls to the floor, and her eyes do not move from my own as I remove all of my upper clothing. I stop in front of the tub, mere feet away from her. The steam in the water grows. She's deliberately making it hotter, thinking I will not make it through. Once I remove my top coat, I lean on the edge of the stone, watching her, just as if she watches me. Yvella, I lowly call. She does not come. She only sits up straighter, rose petals sticking to her luscious brown skin. She plays with the water. Come here, I hold onto the stone tighter. Her full lips finally part. No, her soft tone is a fire. Yvella, come here. She sinks under the water. I cannot see her past the petals. I do not move, waiting for her to recede from the water. Two hands reach upward, pressing to the stone right below me. She gradually lifts through the water. Flower petals cling to her skin and hair. Small pieces cover her face as her nose just grazes mine. Water falls slowly down the curve of her breast. Lower my head, searching for her lips, I close my eyes. She drops lower into the water, causing me to quietly whine. You do not tell me what to do, she whispers. I chase her lips blindly. She's just there, a short hair away. No, I do not, but when you are naked, I do. I slide my finger up her chest, stopping right at the length of her neck, squeezing enough to guide her back up. I can maneuver over her body through pure muscle memory. Opening my eyes just enough, I see that the defiant smile and the shut of her eyes. She is groveling at the touch of my skin to hers. Is it groveling or groveling? Groveling, maybe. She's groveling at the touch of my skin to hers. I reach downward, gripping the plush curve of her ass, hoisting her from the bathing tub. Sorry, I can't think straight. The water drips from her hair and skin as I lift her. I can hear the flapping of wings from the birds entering the room and diving into the water. Her full legs wrapped around my waist as she grips my chin, biting my lip, with a sharp point of her canines, she brings forward, then gently tugging. I rest my forearms under her thighs as I run my fingers toward the softest spot I plan to devour through the evening. She withers and moves, searching, hoping for one little touch of where my fingers, where she wants. But instead, the more I tease, her moans grow louder, sending vibrations across my skin. Her forehead presses to mine as my teasing her becomes my own torment. If we do this now, you must be prepared for how insatiable I will become with your body, I warn. Starving, she mumbles against my skin, and my knees weaken. The heels of her wet feet dig into my ass as I walk to the bed. The wind purrs through the room, sending the white fabric from the canopy bed to flow through the air and fall back into place. I slowly put her down, her feet finding the floor as I drop to my knees. Then lifting one leg to hook over my shoulder, her foot trails up the tattoo on my back, opening herself to me. Her back presses to the poster of the bed as I'm immersed under. There's a tremor of her moan as my tongue explores her in places I've only dreamed of. The moment I taste her, my eyes close. I know no return to willpower. As supple as biting to perfectly ripened fruit, you cannot help but to knit for more and ravish her until she coos as the morning dove into the spring. A high-pitched gasp echoes as I gently suck on the tiny nerve that is setting her wild. I smile as she tugs at my hair as if it were possible to pull me any closer. She wraps around my finger as I slowly push inside of her. Her legs shake as I gently caress that spot right inside of her. Turning up a little bit now. Ivella gazes down as I drag my tongue over her sweetest spot. Her eyes flutter shut and her moans dance with the chirping of the birds. My hand reaches up, grabbing her chin. Watch how much I enjoy what is mine. I groan as she drips down my fingers like honey. A little trail flows down her inner thigh and I follow my tongue. And see, now that? That's sexy. Laughing, she cries out. This alone I could get drunk off. My own personal sweet white wine. Drinking her in until I'm addicted. The only liquor sitting at the top of my shelf, the first I reach for. Oh, I look upward as she watches me lick up her thigh and back to where I belong, gripping her round hips. Ooh. I tug her forward and flick my tongue against her at a rapid pace. It is her undoing. The rose petals still latch onto her skin. She looks imperial and standing above me, glowing in the moon, beaming through the doors. Her legs still draped over my shoulder tugs me onward as she meanders over in pleasure, and her soft stomach curls in small bumps. With a quiet chant of my name, the melodic moans, I have been desperate to have her. She does nothing but everything to make me crave her in every form possible. I move toward the bed and she perches below me, sitting gracefully upon her knees. Across the room, I see the cherries and honeys from earlier. I retrieve it. Okay, I'm gonna turn it up a little bit more. Oh God. I'm trying to keep it together, y'all. I really am. She watches while I tilt the small jar full of honey. The sweet candy of nature slowly falls down her shoulder like a waterfall, gliding across her chest in an uneven slope. I lean down to her shoulder, gently kissing the first droplets of honey. Her head tilts backwards, exposing her neck. Oh, fuck. Igniting my taste buds to the flavor of the delectable woman. The salt of her skin combines with the honey, providing me my own flavor not another will know. Tracing from shoulder to neck with my tongue, she is panting by the time I grace the ear with a soft bite, rolling my finger down the center of her chest. I stroll to that hidden place sweeter than the honey etched across her skin. Everything I have felt in the luxury of my dreams, I need to feel tonight, and not another day can go by. cannot avoid the way I need to feel her hands move like satin over my skin. How her lips will press to mine. Pouring the heat of her mouth into my own, drowning me into inebriation. I smile as her eyes roll to flutter shut. Oh, fuck yes. A quiet exhale escapes both her lips. Oh my god, I'm kind of rocking against it. It feels so good. As I find a delicate place of her pleasure, I take in every moment as it comes, keeping this seared into my memory, afraid that somehow I will forget it all. Each breath, each touch of her hands in my own, it is remembered as if it was my own breath, my own hands in my skin. Leisurely pushing her to her back, Yvella eagerly gazes up at me as I grab the linen bag filled with dark cherries. I pour a few onto the bed, holding one. I dip it into the thick golden liquid, tracing more lines down her body. Oh my god. The honey falls from the cherry, taking to the heat of her nipple, gliding down the curve of her breast. I watch how she glistens under the honey, squirming in a lovely sheen as I do the same to her other nipple. I bite into the cherry before savoring the taste of the woman beneath me. The next to etch into my memories every way her body responds to the touch of my skin to her own. How each breath from her chest is a guide to the next place my tongue will taste. In the next thick curve my hand will stroke. I squeeze a handful of cherries. Watching the red nectar pour, she gasps at the liquid taking to her hot skin. Her head plummets back as I rid the now bruised cherries. Only to find every inch of her painting her skin in another delicious coating. I need you inside me, she pleads for it, as if her life is at stake. Unhinged, I go into unending hysteria at those few words I can finally fulfill. Those supple fingers tug at the laces of my trousers before they fall to the ground with the rest of my clothing. A deep groan and sigh of relief fill the air around us as I guide her hips to my own. I trace my hands up and down her chest as I watch the dearest connection given to us. I tightly shut my eyes as I feel her licking the red taste of cherries from my fingers. I am too overwhelmed to focus on just one moment at a time. Happily, overwhelmed in every astonishing way possible. Hold on, give me a second. Put my book down. Oh yeah, fuck. Okay. Oh my god. Oh fuck, right there. Okay, let me turn it up just a little bit as I finish up this. Oh, okay. Right there. There we go. Okay. Okay. Her tongue curls around two fingers, sucking in God's prayer. I need prayer. Her skin rubbing against my own is like velour. I need at her breast before I flip her body to her side. She yelps at the swift movement, a smile appearing on her lips. I hoist her legs as I straddle the other pressed into the bed. Having her this way is the utmost desirable. I can see everything. The form, my length, perfectly fitting her. Her round ass, the curves folding in her waist, the tantalizing shape of her breast, the enchantment of her face. Caressing all of her body as I align my lips and tenderly thrust inside of her. I am already coming undone, touching her, looking at her, hearing the moans she breathes as I begin to helplessly thrust into her is every bit of my defeat. I slightly lift her leg, rubbing that spot between her thighs. Her nails dig into my arms as her moans grow to match mine. She is warm, dripping wet, snug around my length, and she isn't I can't read. She is entirely my own. She moves beneath me. Her legs wrap around my hips, I can feel her pushing her strength forward, and finally she flips us. Her wolf glows in her eyes, either she knows it or not to respond. This is exactly what I've needed for years. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Her hands pressed in my chest as I lowly growl at her slower pace. The way her arms push together accentuate her ample chest as she moves faster. I bite into my lip, wishing she was not pinning me down so my tongue could reach those delicious nipples. My god's Mavanna. Gentle spasms move through me. She sits, burying me inside her, causing her to fall farther into the pillows. Her hips move back and forth generously as she holds me so deep. That familiar sensation is more vital than ever. I growl at her, well aware of what she's doing. She would not make me come before she does. It is my only rule that we'll never die when we make love from here on. She will always be first. If I struggle through it, then so be it. Do not tear. Oh my fucking god, yes. Oh, I don't think I can read anymore. Oh yeah, fuck yes, yes, yes. Oh, I'm so close. Oh fuck, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna come. I didn't get through the smut scene, but I hope you enjoyed that. And please let me know if you would like more stuff like this, or even the safer work versions. I really love reading, and honestly, with the safer work ones, I'd read a lot better than this. Thank you so much for listening, and as always,